USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump's election case is now moving to the pretrial phase after he pleaded not guilty to felony charges. Lisa Taylor has more.
Lawyers will be filing briefs leading up to the next hearing scheduled for August 28th, where a trial date is likely to be scheduled. Justice Department lawyers are pushing for the case to be tried quickly, while Trump's defense argues it could take years to review the government's evidence and gather their own. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Trump on Truth Social Friday called for the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene on his behalf. Trump is pleading not guilty to additional charges in his classified documents case. Those added charges are related to an alleged effort to delete surveillance video at Mar-a-Lago. All at the same time, Trump's back on the campaign trail with a speaking engagement Friday in Alabama and more plans for South Carolina on Saturday. New federal data shows U.S. employment rose by 187,000 jobs in July. The monthly jobs report also shows the unemployment rate remained essentially unchanged at 3.5%. The Biden administration says the report indicates slow and steady growth for the economy. The chaos caused by a Twitch streamer's impromptu giveaway event in New York City's Union Square has led to several arrests.
NYPD Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry says thousands of people gathered in the park with officers giving them several chances to leave.
After numerous warnings and after being assailed, hit with rocks and bottles and other debris, we started to make arrests to clear out the park.
Madry says the crowd spilled into the street, saying he personally saw young people bleeding or having panic attacks.
You know, people were suffering out here. It was a lot of people. It was uncontrolled. It took us a while to get it under control, and a lot of young people got hurt.
I'm Natalie Migliori, New York.
This is U.S.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives.
Treatment helped me get my life back. I was so addicted, the only person I could focus on was myself and what I needed. I hit rock bottom and lost everything. Through treatment, I was able to overcome those demons and focus on my family again.
I used until I overdosed and almost died. That was the end of the road for me. After seeking treatment, I now have hope. I learned skills that help me deal with life on life's terms.
800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. That's 800-932-1745.
The 2018 mass shooting at a Parkland, Florida high school is being reenacted ahead of the civil trial of the school resource officer on duty at the time. Before the real bullets began ringing out again at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High, a bipartisan group of Congress members toured the halls.
And I think that they understand the failures that happened today as we're walking through that building, we're identifying, and members are coming up to me saying, if we only had done this, if we only had done this.
Max Schachter, whose son died in the attack, helped lead a school safety town hall after the tour. On the Republican campaign trail, Chris Christie is showing his support for Ukraine in its war with Russia. The former New Jersey governor made an unannounced visit to Kyiv Friday and met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Meanwhile, candidate Tim Scott says he'll finish the border wall if he's elected president next year.
While speaking to reporters from Yuma, Arizona Friday, Scott said he estimates the wall along the southern border will cost about $10 billion. When asked about whether he'd end birthright citizenship for children whose parents are in the U.S. illegally, Scott said Congress would have to act to do so. Former President Trump has pledged to end birthright citizenship on the first day of office if he returns to the White House. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The president of Mexico has some harsh words for Texas's border security operation, calling the so-called floating border wall inhumane, says the chain of buoys a violation of Mexico's sovereign rights. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from SC Johnson, a family company.